on Daf Lamed Dalet Amed Aleph. Before we learn the Gemara, let us just be misbeinin in Parshas Pinchas, where it speaks about the Tamid. So it says as follows. Ramartalem Zaisha Shatakibul Hashem Kvosim and Eishonos Mimim Shnaim Layoim Oilo Somit should bring two Kvosim. Esakeves Echo Tasa Baboiker Beisakeves Hasheini Tasa Bein Haboyim. Now, according to this Pasuk, we're up to the Keves Hasheini. Now we speak about the mincha. Oilas tomid hasuya b'har Sinai l'reich nichoyach ishel Hashem. Now it says that yevniskay reviyis ahin lakeves ha'echad b'kodesh ha'seich nesach sheichel Hashem. So here we're speaking about the Nesachim, and Al Pi Pashtis, the Niskoi is going on the Keves, which we were speaking about before. We got up to the Keves of Bein Aboyim, as a Keves Echo Tasa Vaboyke, Vesa Keves Hasheini Tasa Bein Aboyim. The Niskoi Reviya Sehin, and the Nesach of this Kevel, a Keves HaEchod, Bakoidish HaSech Nesach Sheichol Hashem. Then it says later, Vesa Keves HaSheini Tase Bein HaBoyim, Kemincha's HaBoyke Uche Niskoi Tase, Ishe Reyach Nichoyach LaShem. Now let us see the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, the Niskoi Reviya Sehin. The Niskoi Reviya Sehin, is speaking about the Chachamim learned that this is speaking about the Keves of Bein Harboim. Is Yilmad Shel Shachris Mishal Arvis. So we learn out the Nesach of Shachris. How do you know Bachlal that there's a Din Nesachim by the Keves Shel Shachris? Is Yilmad Shel Shachris Mishal Arvis. We learn out the Shel Shachris Mishal Arvis. Be'emesin, let us see what Rashi says. Mazeto nesochim, avzeto nesochim. He says, V'niskoi is going on the Kevesh al Bein Arboim, because it was written afterwards. And the Nesach of Shachris will learn out from the Nesach of Bein Arboim. The Mitzvah Eison asks, why do you have to learn out the mazeto nesochim, avzeto nesochim, it says beferish later, kimincha saboike ucheniskei, tasi shech nechech lashem. So it says clothed that the kevesh shol shachar has a nesach. Kimincha saboike ucheniskei, tasi shech nechech lashem. So why do you have to learn out? I feel like we will assume that viniskei revius ahin is going on the Nesach of the Kevesh al Bein Aboyim, but why do you have to learn out the Kevesh al Shachis from the Kevesh al Bein Aboyim? It says, Klo, Kemincha's Aboyke Chaniskoi. So he wants to say that the Gemara means to learn out there are halachis of Nesachim. It says, Nesach Sheicho, it should be Roi Lishaker, there's other halachis, Mozug is posel, Yaim Megita is posel. So there are halachas in the pasuk of Viniskoi. So these halachas are speaking about the Nesachim of the Bein Aboyim. And now these halachas will learn out Yilmad Shel Shachris Mishal Arvis. Rebbe Yoimer, Arvis Mishal Shachris. Rebbe says, Faker, that the Niskei Reviya Sahin is speaking about the Nesachim of the Tomid Shel Shacha, and the Tomid Shel Erev will learn out from the Tomid Shel Shacha. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloim al Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, Hai B'Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, according to the Rabbonon, Since we're after the Pasuk, we said it as a kebes echot tasa by kebes a kebes hashem yitasa bein aboim, so after the kebes al bein aboim, then it says, vin nisko irevi yisehin. So it's very good. The Pasuk is speaking about the nesochim of the kebes al bein aboim. Hello, Rebbe says that the Pasuk is speaking about the kebes shel shacha. How can it be speaking about the kebes shel shacha? Hello, Rebbe, my time. Omar Rabbe Barula, Omar Kro. It says in the Pasuk, La keves ho echot. V'niskoi revi yisahim, La keves ho echot. Eizel keves shenema boy echot, aviyem ezer tomit shol shacha. Is when the Pasuk spoke about the two kvosim, so the first keves is called as a keves echo tase vaboike, veis a keves hasheini tase bein oboim, so the tomit shel shach is called keves echo, the tomit shel bein oboim is called the keves sheini. So it says, v'nisko irevi yisehin, la keves ha echot, for the keves that was called echot. So Memele, so the Pasuk is telling us Hilchis Nesochim by the Tomit Shel Shach, and we'll learn out the Tomit Shel Bein Aboim from the Tomit Shel Shach. The Rabbonon Mai Echot, why does it say Echot? Echot would seem we're speaking about the Tomit Shel Shach. Miyuchid Shebe Edroi. It means that the Pasuk is telling us that when you're bringing a Korban, it should be miyuchad shebedre, it should be min hamufcha. V'Rebbe, tak maybe echad means hamiyuchad, mimufcha nidorecha nafke. It says already that when you bring the dorim, it should be min hamufcha. V'Rabbonom, chad b'choivo v'chad b'nidovo otzrichi. That is true. By nidorim, it says that it should be brought min hamufcha. But here we're speaking about a kol mitzibor, a kol mchoiva. I wouldn't know that it has to be min hamufcha. So that's what he says. It's a keves or echod. That the keves should be min hamiyuchad shebe'edroi. Zok Rashi, Rebbe Oimer shel arvis mishel shachis. You learn out shel arvis mishel shachis. Le keves or echod ad shachis koim. That is going on the kebes shel shachis. Shenem aboyes a kebes echot tasev aboike. Utzrichi. In the Chachamim old, yesh tzad noite shanedove tzorech liyafo iso. Kidei shetisratze ledoiren. Vakbolos ponim. Zasvori yefte bimiyapa nedove. I'm bringing a doiren. That is sein menschlich. V'yesh tzad noite loime shachoyva muteles. Tzorich lefroya choyve mishulam. Yes, the peva choyve, there has to be a dobra sholem. So, b'meile, there are pakerte svores, that is a svore, dafka the dove needs mufcha, and maybe dafka choyve needs mufcha, and the dove, the ritva says, whatever he gives, that's his nadove, a choyve, he has to give it. So, there is a svore to say that it has to be min hamufcha. So that's why you need these two psukim. Zok Taisvis, Rebbe Oimer shel arvis mishel shachis. So there's a machlokes tanoim. The pasuk is speaking about the nesochim of one tomid, and the other tomid we learn out from the one that the pasuk was speaking about. Now the shail is, which is the keves echod that the pasuk is speaking about? So Stasi says, Nirali de ike binayu, tzibur shloi hoyu lahem nesochim elo leechad mehem. The tzibur had nesochim for one tomit. Is laman domar de gomar shal arbis mishal shachis, imkein shachis ike. The Torah put down the din nesochim by the tomit shal shacha. And we learn out the tomit shal baim that it needs nesochim from the tomit shal shacha. But since the Torah was mefaret, they spoke about a specific tomid, so vayisis that's the ikar. V'yakrivum shachis. So, mamel, if you only have nesochim for one, choose the nesochim for the tomid shel shachis. Loman the omar gomar shachis ma'arvis. But if you hold that the pasuk is speaking about the tomid shel bein arbayim, yakrivum arvis. So then you should be makrivit arvis. Because that's the Iker, and if you only have Nesachim for one, you should use the Nesachim for the Iker Kolb. The Radbaz, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Yud Gimel, brings down a Shaila as follows. The person who finds himself in a Beis HaAsurim, in a prison, and he's given the opportunity, one day in his life, he can leave the prison and do mitzvahs. So the shaila is, what should he do? Should he take the first opportunity? Or should he wait till a mitzvah cheshuva will come down his way, and he should be mekayim that mitzvah? So the Radbaz says, lahaloche, de'ein maviren al ha-mitzvahs. First he brings someone, said he should wait till Yom Kippur. Kippur, he should mekayim. Then he said, maybe Purim. Purim is also, Purim is Bisuminise. And the Radbaz says, Ein maviren ala mitzvahs. Hilkach, ha mitzvah rishoyne shetovi lo yodoy, sheyev shelasais vuhu chovish beveisa esurim. So the first mitzvah that comes along, that he can't be mekayim the beisa esurim, so he should do that mitzvah. Hilkach, a mitzvah rishoyne shetovoy li yodoy, shi efshel lasois vuhu chobesh bebeis asurim, kaidemes. Ve'ein mashgichin im hi kalo oi chamure. Doesn't matter if it's a chomodike mitzvah, gringe mitzvah, mitzvah bo li yod chaltach mitzene, he has an opportunity to do this mitzvah, he should do this mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuvov at first asks Akashe, on the Radbaz, from a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Memtes, says as follows. Tzibur she'ein lehem tmidim u'musofet. They don't have enough behemoths for tmidim u'musofet. U'musofim deho'idno u'tmidim de'lemoche. That means either I'll use the behemoth now for today's musaf, or use it for tomorrow's topic. So what should I do? So the Gemara clears a shaila, do you say, Todir is Odif, so you'll wait till tomorrow. Do you say, Mekudish is Odif, so you use it for the Musa. So Lechayre, so he asks on the Radbaz, he wants to shlagov to Radbaz, he says, what's the shaila? Now I have to bring a Musa. Now I have a Bahima for the Musa. Let's say, Mitzah Bola Yotra, Altach Mitzeno. So, you do it right now. Eim Aviren Ala Mitzvahs. You have a, so he says, so lechayre weiss dachoyis, that the whole halacha of emaviren ala mitzvahs is speaking about mitzvah shavus. You have equal mitzvahs, I'm a meila, so do this one now. But if you have mitzvah she'einam shavus, you have an opportunity to do a more choshev mitzvah, then there's a din of maviren ala mitzvahs. That's the Chacham Tzvi's raya k'neged the Radbaz. So l'chayra, I thought that our Taisvus is also a raya, not like the Radbaz. Taisvus says if you have one you've nesachim for one tamid, and will hold like the Rabbonim that the iker nesachim is for the tamid shel bein abayim. So you're not makrib now nesachim, you're makrib later. L'chayra raya, not like the Radbaz. But then I saw the end of the tshuva. The Chacham Tzvi brings a Gemara in Moed Kotten, Daf Tesam Adalev. He brings where Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. That's where Rashi has a different Pshat about the Oruch learns this Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a Posek, Oire Chayim Pen Tefales. One Posek it says, Pales Maglai Secho, you should weigh. You should weigh things. And another Posek says, Oire Chayim Pen Tefales. So the Gemara says as follows. If it's a mitzvah, this is how the Oroch learns Pshat. If it's a mitzvah, she'ef shel iskayim al yedei acherim, you have a few mitzvahs what to do. So you know what you do? You take the chomodike mitzvah, the choshev mitzvah, and let others do the other mitzvahs, let the others do the smaller mitzvahs. Then you should take away mitzvahs. You have an opportunity to do a choshev mitzvah, and then others can do the other mitzvah, won't become this battle, so you should take away mitzvahs, do the more choshev mitzvah. But then it says, Eire Chaim Pen Tefales, That is pshat when it's a mitzvah sheyevshel iskayma yidei acherim, then you don't weigh mitzvahs. So the Oruch says, asei harishoyna habo liyotcho, keder sheomru ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Shteitach klor in the Gemara, that you have now an opportunity to do a gringa mitzvah, and if you do this, you won't be able to do later mistoma amochoshva mitzvah, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Now you have this opportunity, you do this now. You don't make cheshbonos. Oyrechayim pentafalos. You shouldn't weigh mitzvahs. So the Chaim Tzvi is choyz, he says it's an offene Gemara like the Radbaz. So he says, but he had a kasha on the Radbaz, he had a kasha from Tamidim and Musafim, that there the halacha is, that is a tzad, that you should not use the behemoth for the Musaf, you should use it for the Tamid. So he says, Yeshloime de Chechode Mitzvah Chashivi. The Tmidim and Masofen are considered like one mitzvah, the Tavayu Avoides HaKobonis. Both are Kobonis, Ubechad Beheime Ninu, one Beheime you can use for either this Avoide or this Avoide. So I'm using it for the same mitzvah, because Avoides HaKobonis is I'm using it for the same mitzvah, so the Shaila is, so it's going to be used for Avoides HaKobonis. Then the Shaila is, which kolben I should use it for? So use it for the mochoshev kolben. I will be mitzvah shoynes, but if it's two different mitzvahs, it's not the same. So you'll end up by doing this mitzvah, I'll end up by doing that mitzvah. It's two different mitzvahs. Then there's a klal ein mavirin kalo mipnei chamur. If they're two different mitzvahs, you're going to end up with two different things. So then you don't start weighing. So that's better. Then you do the first one that you have an opportunity to do. That's how the Chaim Tzvi feel dice. So Memele, so our Taisvis is very good, I feel according to the Radbaz. He was speaking about the same mitzvah, speaking the mitzvah of Nesochim. So I can make, the Nesochim of the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim is more choshuv than the Nesochim of the Tomid Shal Shachar. So fakert. So then the din is that since you're going to end up with the same mitzvah side by side, I'm not going to do a different mitzvah. So do the mitzvah namo mahuda dekaifen. That's the same thing by Kiddush Levone, the Tumas Adeshen. If you can wait till Meitzoy Shabbos, because it's the same Kiddush Levone, so then you do the mitzvah namo mahuda dekaifen. And Taisvis Kashe, what is the nafkamin? We have here a sugya. What should one do? If one should, we have a sugya, which nesochim is the pasuk speaking about, and the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim, Elamai Nafkamine. So the Tosfos HaRosh wants to say a very interesting Nafkamine. He says, in this pasuk it says, V'niskei Revi'i Sehin Lakeves HaEchad Bakoidish, Hasech Nesech Sheikh Ol Hashem. It says a double loshen. Hasech Nesech. So it means there's one tane in Sechta Sukkah that darshens Hasech Nesech two Nesachim. One the Nesach Hayayin and one the Nesach Hamayim. So the Taisus HaRosh says we had before a Gemara, a Shaila, by which Tamid is the Nesach Hamayim. The Gemara got held for the Pasha, that's by the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Gemara Baraya, they were, Reigim summoned Bes Regeyem, and then the Mishnah would seem like that. He says, that is Davke according to Rebbe. Because the Pasik is speaking about the Tomid Shel Shachar, Keves Ho'echod, so then the two Nesachim go by the Keves Ho'echod. According to the Rabbanan, he says the Allah will be nitazoi, that the Nisach HaMayim is by the Kevin Shobein Aboy, the Tomit Shobein Aboy. Imhoyo koyin godol zokein o istinis. Kanye omar ab Yehude, ashoshiyoish shel barzel oyu mechamen me'erev yema kippurim. They used to warm up, chunks of iron. Erev Yom Kippur, umatilin l'soich tzoynon k'dei she'tofik tzinosa. They threw it in the tzoynon. In the Mishnah we had, mechamin loichamin matilin l'seich tzayna. The Mishnah says a different way from how they warmed up the mikveh. They heated up hot water and they poured it in. Rabbi Yehuda says that they poured in chunks of iron. So the Siach Yitzchak brings down from the Yerushalmi that Bemis and Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Mishnah. He held you're not allowed to be mechamim loichamim because then yoimru shekoyin godol toivu b'shuvin. They'll say, oh, that's the kohen godol is toivu b'shuvin. So bedavke you're not permitted to be mechamim loichamim. You can't pour any mayim shuvim into the mikvah of the kohen godol. So therefore, the only way they could warm up the mikvah was with chunks of iron. Frekt the gemara ba'aloi mitzaref. By throwing in the iron into the mikveh, so he's cool, you have hot iron that now is getting in contact with cold water. So that is mitzarev, the barzel. It's mechazikit. We'll see, this is a maloche. Omar avivi shaloi higia letziruf. Speaking about that the shoshi shal barzel did not get hot enough that the contrast of cold water coming in contact with these ashoshis will be mitzarvet. It has to be much hotter in order to create tziruf. Abaye oma afilu teime shegiya letziruf. It could be that it's speaking about that it is hot enough shegiya letziruf. But dovo she'ein miskaven muta. But he's not mechaven to be mitzarvet. So as long as he's not mechaven to be mitzarvet, so dovo she'ein miskaven is muta. Frekte gemore, umi omar abaye hochi. Did abaye say that a dovo, so abaye is saying pshat, that it's permissible because I'm not mechavim for tziruf. I'm mechavim to be mafshir the mayim. It's memelus, even though it comes about a tziruf, that's a dovo sheine miskav. Frekte gemore, umi omar abaye hochi. Bosanye, we learned abaraise bisar olosoi. It says, Yimel Bisar Olosa. As we'll see in Rashi, you could have said, Yimel Olosa. You take off the Ola. I say, Bisar Olosa. It's a filu b'mokim shiye shom baheres, yikoits, divrei, rab yeshia. The Bisar, it says, by Negoim, it also says, Oloshen Boso. It says in the Pasuk, Yie ba'ir b'soroi. So it's coming to tell us, even though there's a nega on the Ola, one is permitted to be meisa the ola. Vavinim bo kro lomoli. Why do you need a posik to tell us that it's permitted to be meisa the ola? It's a dovah sheni miskaven. He's not mechaven to take off the ola. He's not mechaven to be metayr the nega. He's mechaven to take off the ola. So it's a dovah sheni miskaven. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Dova Sheni Miskavenos. So Abaye said that this Baraisa stims with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also Dova Sheni Miskaven is also. So without this special ribuy of Bsar Olosa, it would not be permissible to be Mesa the Ola. So that's why we need a posik Yimo Bsar Olosa exerts a cost of that it's muta. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is how could that's how Rashi says the Gemara's kasha. The kasha is how could Abaye say that it is permissible to be matul ashoshi yeshel barzel in the mikveh since he's not mechaven letzarev? Abaye himself said pshat na posik that a dovor she'eini miskaven is also, and you need a posik to be matul. Need exerts a kosov to be matter, to be mal, an olo, sheyesh boy nega. Now, before we go further, let us just explain a little, what is pshat in, when one is being koitzitz, an olo, so the Gemara calls this adovo sheine miskaven. He's not mechaven to be koitzitz, to beheres. The Rashbe in Shabbos, Av Kufla Megimel Es Sakasha, this is not called Adovo Sha'ini Miskaven. Dove sheni miskaven is by two inyonim. Let's say a person is goyre a mita, so his puhule is transporting the mita, and something else is occurring from this greire, a cheritz is coming about. So we say the second puhule that is coming about to his greire, so he's not mechaven to do it, that falls into the category of a dovo she'ine miskav. But if I'm doing a pu'ule, let's say a person is mechabe agacheles, agacheles shalates. He wants to extinguish, he doesn't want the gacheles, he wants to extinguish it. But he doesn't want to make coals. So that is not called a dovo she'ine miskaven. That's called a maloche she'en tzricha legufa. That means I'm doing the pulas a maloche. But I don't need the tachlis of the maloche. But that's, so here it's also the same thing. I'm being koitzitz the nega, but I don't need the tara of the ktsitze. So that's which the ktsitze will bring about. That's a maloche she'en tzricha legufa. The Gemara tells it's a dovo she'ine miskaven. This is the Rashba's kasha. And this kasha, it seems, there are a few terutzim. The Rashba says a terutz as follows. Let me read off the Loshna Rashba. The miskaven l'ktsitze, this is the kasha, o she'in miskaven l'tayr el alomoyl. Ein ze kori dovo she'ein miskaven, ala maloche she'ein tzricha legufe, vavle ke mechabe gachele shal eitz pishus harabim, kedei shelo yazuku bo rabim, so I don't have kavon, I want to make kibui, the purpose of the kibui is kedei shelo yazuku bo rabim, and I don't need the coals, and it becomes a coal, so that's a maloche, I'm doing the maloche, but I don't need ein tzricha legufe. So the Rashba answers as follows. If the Torah would say, Hishama b'negetzora shaloi tokoitz, so that's the Iser. The Iser is k'tzitzas beheres. So then it would be like this. I'm not cutting it because I want to cut the beheres. I'm cutting it because I want to be mal, want to be meser the ola. He says, but the Torah said something else. Hishama b'negetzora k'tzitz. Doesn't say he shama benega tzaras loke mishalei toke tzayse. It says he shama benega tzaras. Mshat in the posik is shaloi yitarenu elo bahiros koin. Shama benega tzaras means that the only way you can be metairit is only through a koin, but not through any other way. Vananu domrin the kivin shekain if there's an isser to be metair the nega. Any other way, only to a koyin, given she came, also locates beheres, shemetayel b'ktzisosoy. So then you're not allowed to be metayel the neger, and any even besides a ros koyin, so maybe not allowed to cut it, because she being metayel the neger through koyin. Vehilkach, kshezeh koytetz l'shem mila, havalei dovo she'en miskaven eitzel tahar. So the Rashba says the Iser is the Tahara Sanega, that's the Iser, not an Iser Ktsitsa. It's an Iser now to be Metar the Nega. By cutting off the Beheres, by cutting off the Olo, the Nega will become Toil. So that's called, the Tare is a Dovor Nifrod, and I'm not Mechaven for that. So it's called Dovor Shein in Iskaven. That's how the Rashba says Pshat. The Ritva says, the Ritva and the Svasemis and Shabbos say another Pshat. The Ritva says, Ike ketzitzas boso, the Ike ketzitzas beheres. The Vadai ha beheres, einei bo oivi, kol ha boso, elo lemailo. That means there is, the Sasemis also says that he explains this, Tanega eine ele krum bi'oir haboso. So that's not called, that means, let's say, for example, a person who have a nega on his finger, and will cut off his hand. So he wouldn't say that he was Ishama Benega Tsaras. That means there are two different yonim. There's the krum, there's this nega, and there's the hand. I'm cutting the hand. When the hand is cut off, so there's no nega left on me anymore. But it's not called I cut off the nega. I cut off the hand, and through cutting off the hand, the nega is not mechuba to me anymore. So that, it's a psikreisha. The Gemara calls it a psikreisha later, but let's forget about psikreisha. So therefore, it's two different entities. That means I'm cutting off the ola, and through the ktsitzes ha-ola, the nega is not on him anymore. The Chassam Sofer says Pshat, he brings a Tshuvas Chavos Yoel. In Tshuvas Chavos Yoel it says, and the Ritzvan Shabbos also says the same Yisod, B'chol Yisurim Shabbatoyre Chutz Mi Shabbos, by all Yisurim, Tam HaToyre Mishum HaTachlis. By all Yisurim, besides Yisuri Shabbos, the Yisur is because of the Tachlis. V'kivin she'enei mechaven lo'isei tachlis, ha'v'loi ein miskaven. So it's called, if he's not mechaven for the tachlis, he's doing the pu'ule, but not for the tachlis, so that's called his ein miskaven, because the iser is the tachlis, not the pu'ule. The Chavos Yoel brings a raya from a Gemara in Bobekame. The Gemara in Bobekame says that a person is permitted to put on a beged shel shatnis, Lahavir Ameches. Because he's not mechaven for Levisha. He's mechaven, he doesn't want to wear the shatna. He wants to be mavid Ameches. He wants the shnit to pay taxes on it. That's what he's putting on the beggar. So the tachlish of the pool of Levisha is he should be melubish. It should be his beggar. It should be mechamim, whatever the tachlis of Levisha is. He has a different tachlis. So it's called, he's doing a pulas of Levisha. Without having kavone for the tachlis of levisha, so the Gemara says that's a dovo she'enei miskaven, and that's mutter according to Rab Shimon. So al kolponim. So if we divide the pu'ula from the tachlis, so here also by ktsitzas by heres, that means the tachlis is the tahare. So I'm doing the pu'ula without kavone for the tachlis. That's called a dovo she'enei miskaven. Al koponim, let us get back to the sugya. The Gemara asked Tastire in Abaye. Abaye explained Rabbi Yehuda that one is permitted to throw ashoshiye shel barzel in tzoino, even though there'll be mitzaref, the tzoinon will be mitzaref the barzel, because he's not mechaven for tziru. So vaistois that the Abaye is saying that a dovo sheini miskaven is muta. So the Gemara asked, Abai himself said that you need a posik to tell me that one is permitted to be mal an ola, be meiser an ola, but mokim shesh by beheres, because I would think that it's also, because adovah shenim eskaven is also, so you need a posik to be matis. You see, Abai himself holds adovah shenim eskaven is also. Maybe the Rashi doesn't say this, but the kash is noch shverer. Maybe it's not noch shverer. I mean, it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda alone. Here, Rabbi Yehuda said that it is permissible, and we're saying Salkochus Rabbi Yehuda's dovish enim is kaven is mutter. And here, the only way we understood the tzeirach of the heter of psal or los is according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the dovish enim is kaven is us. So the Gemara answers, this is according to Rashi's pshat. Hani mili bechol atayrekula. In all Isuri Diyaraise, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dovah Shenim Eskaven is also. And that's all Rabbi also passed, because Dovah Shenim Eskaven is also. That's when you need a posik to be Mata Tzitzis Beheres by Mila. Abol Hochet Tziruf Terabonanu. But here we're speaking of a Tziruf, which is only also Tziruf, which is only also Midarabonon. So the Gemara is saying a chiddush that a filu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds a dovah shenim eskaven is also that stavke by a isel di reise, by a isel the rabbonon, or dover shenim is kavan is mutter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ashoshi yois, chaticha is ovois, thick masses of iron, kamay eshe shein, bavloshen chachomim, menoy rebo min ha eshes, it's a mass, it's a chunk. Valoy mitzarev, so the Gemara asks, how is this permissible to put in hot Ashoshiyos in the mikveh hanoisem balzul min ha'esh lemayim mitzalfoi mechaskoi makshayu. It's mechazik the balzulos. So one teretz we heard from Rav Bivi shlehi gil etzirot kvar hoye mitzunim bemiktas. It wasn't so hot. Af al pisha yinusunim balayla besoich gecholam leichas. Even though we put them in Gecholim Leuchashois. Abeini Melubin Kol Kacha wasn't so hot, wasn't so glowing, Sheila Chizuk Ayidei Mayim, that there wasn't such a great contrast that the water, when it comes in contact with the Basel, it should be Mechazeket. So the Gemara asked me, Omar Abaya Hochi De Dovo Shein Miskaven Mutter. That's Abaya is explaining the Locha. It's permissible. Kro lomoli boso larabis amenugim the motzil amichtoi yimol olos echsiv besar larabis boso amo benegoim odom ki yibayir besori lomoli kro dove sheni miskabeno it's a dove sheni miskab vama rabai Rashi says al mesvira le labaye de kro mesayle le rabi yude mi de itzere kro le mishraya so abaye da posik. So Rashi seems to say the kash of the Gemara is not the stir in Rabbi Yehuda. If you're asking a kash of stir in Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes that that's the only kash. The kash is l'shitosa ishtimtach nit. Rashi seems to say a starker kash. Abai l'alochi can say pshat azoi that it's permissible, because Abai himself says that from this posik vayis t'chayis adobo sh'ainay miskaven azos. So the Gemara answers that, shu, b'chol ha-toyre b'yisur, di ha-reis, k'gein k'yitzitz b'heres, t'orsi b'yishom b'negat z'oras, o'm amar, b'k'yitzitz b'arosi, ha-kosu medabem. That's like it, shu. Now, there was a girse v'en shvus b'migdash, we'll see in Taisa, that was Taisa's girse, lo'y girsin, d'otol ha-taime, b'ayne miskave, not because v'en shvus b'migdash, he said, klo, because it's adov, v'shayne miskave. Dove shayne miskaven is mutar afilu b'medina also, lav davke b'migdosh. Let us see Taisvis. Hani mili b'yisure d'arais, avol hoche tziruf d'arabon. Hochi goras rashi, apay a tziruf d'arabon on tziruf, which is a d'arabon, we hold a dove shayne miskaven is mutar. Lai garsinin ein shvus b'migdosh, meforesh, kiven d'afilu yihava miskaven. For they would be mechaven leke yisure deraise, so it's only anisse derabonen, ki loy mechaven, so he's not mechaven, loy gozru bei rabonen afilo bemedine, so there's no, the whole thing is anisse derabonen, the rabonen loy yasad, he was mechaven. When he was not mechaven, loy gozru bei rabonen. The kosheleri, dim kei mashme, de betziruf derabonen, tziruf uchizah derabonen, loy oser ab Yehuda. The Gemara in Shabbos it would seem that Tziruf is Osa according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Komar Abaye Gufei Osam, Abaye himself said in Shabbos, Hamechem Shepino Mimenu Mayim. You had a Mechem. A Mechem is a chaynik. That was Al Ha'esh. Shepino Mimenu Mayim. Now you poured out all the hot water. You still have a hot tea kettle. So you want to warm up some cold water. So you want to fill up the mechem with cold water to warm up the water. So the Mishnah says, lo yitein l'soichai mayim kolike. You're not permitted to pour mayim into this mechem. Mibnei shemitzaref. Because even though the gabi the water, nothing will happen. He's only mefasha the water. He's only making the water warm. But al koponim, by pouring the cold water into the hot mechem, is mitzarefet. Ve Rabbi Yehudi, dom adove, sheni miskaven osa. So we see klo, according to Rashi, we have a stira in two Rabbi Yehudis. Here Rabbi Yehudis says that by tziruf, dove, sheni miskaven is mut, because tziruf is ad rabonon. And there it says that it's osa, adove, sheni miskaven, even by the isa tziruf. So Taisi says, Miyu ho loy kasha. This isn't a kasha and Rashi. The motzi lishnuyi Rashi can answer as follows. Rashi only said the tziruf ashoshi yoistavke de rabbonim. Not tziruf is a de rabbonim. The tziruf of a chunk of iron, that's a de rabbonim. Why? She'enom kalim. Basher usham, they're not kalim. It's a chunk of iron. Eventually, you're going to make it into a keli. So that's not the gmar maloche. That means by making it hard now, I didn't accomplish anything because I'm going to have to make it soft again. Because when I make it into a keli, I'm going to soften it again. So this hardness, what I made, is not a tikkun in the keli. Avol meichem shehu keli, a meichem that is a keli, v'tzirev sheloyu gmar malachtoi, is by pouring cold water into the meichem that is mechazik the meichem, havi diraisa. So Tosis is saying, not our Gemara means to say according to Rashi that meleches tzirev is a drabonim. It matters if it's a keli, so then that tzirev is a diraisa. So therefore the Gemara says in Shabbos that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not permitted to pour cold water into a meichem. But our Gemara was speaking about a tzir of the Rabbonim. By a tzir of the Rabbonim, then Rabbi Yehuda holds it. Ainim is kavin, then it is permissible. Miyu koshe, but akaponim, according to Rashi, these are our guidelines. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, an iser the Rabbonim, the ainim is kavin, is mutter. That's our Gemara. Such a tzad as follows. When il be mechaben is an iser de reise, kiloi mechaben goza Rab Shimon. So then Rab Shimon aser the double shiny miskaben by iser de reise. Vechaycha dechika mechaben lek iser de reise. But if it's such a thing that if he would be mechaben, it's not a nisa d'raitz, it's only nisa d'rabonon, ki loy mechaben loy gozom, perish, ki goin goyrer, mito, besavsel, bekise. A person is schlepping a mito, for example. Tahavi choyrish, kalacha yat. So Rab Shimon says it is permissible. So why is it permissible? That since I feel it be mechaven to make a cheritz, it also would only be an iser derabon. When a person wants to make a cheritz, you don't schlep a bet. You want to make a cheritz, you take a hammer, you take a pick, whatever it is, you don't schlep a bet. So it's a cheirish kalacha yad. So since I feel it be mechaven to make the cheritz, it'd only be also derabon. Sarab Shimon holds, if he's not mechaven, it's mutter. Im kein Rabbi Yehuda de Poligale, Rabbi Yehuda that is choylik, an Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is not permitted to be goyrer mita v'savsel b'kise, is osar afilu b'chiyai gavne, d'chi mechavon lak yisuru d'raisa. So if there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, by goyrer odo mita kise v'savso, which only involves a cherisha de rabbonon, and only Rab Shimon was matan, Rabbi Yehuda aser, so we see Rabbi Yehuda aser da filu by a maloche de rabbonon. So memele it's a stire to Arashi. Arashi says by a tzir of the rabbonon, if it's any mechaven, Rabbi Yehuda was matan. Perhaps we could try to explain Shitas Rashi with two hakdomes. One hakdome, we have to understand bechlal, what is the svar of Rashi. Taisim says ksastiran Rashi. We see Rabbi Yehuda asos adobo shayne miskaven by Yisod Rabbonim. Let's forget about the bekiyus, the stiran Rashi. What is the svar in Rashi? Rabbi Yehuda adobo shayne miskaven is osur. But if it's an Issa de Rabbonon, then a Dovashen Miskaven is mutter. What are the mechanics of this svar? That by Issa de Rabbonon, all of a sudden a Dovashen Miskaven becomes mutter. Let us first try to explain what is the machloikis of Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda by a Dovashen Miskaven. Rab Shimon holds, since he wasn't, a person is schlepping a benkel, he had no intentions of making a charitz, no rotzen to make a charitz, so even though the charitz was made, it was going to Rab Shimon, it's mutter, you want mechaven for it. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also. So Lachaira the Machlokes is as follows, that Rabbi Shimon held that since his whole intent of this pu'ule was just to transport the mita, the kise b'safsel, the cheritz was done unintentionally. It wasn't done with rotzen. It wasn't done with kavonet. We're not saying he didn't know that it could come about. He's even though you'll ask him before he pulls the cheritz, before he pulls the mita, will there come a cheritz? I don't know. Could be. 50-50 chance, a 75-50 chance, might be a 75-25 chance, might be a cheritz, 100%. I have no intentions of making a cheritz. So why is it mutter? So there's a svore that since we are speaking about two different pu'ulas, there's a pu'ula of greire, there's a pu'ula of cherishe, so we say since his only intention was to make the greire, that's what he wants, that's what he needs, so we say the second pula, which was done unintentionally, is ke'ilu, who was done shalom. There's a svar in Achronim that something that was done unintentionally is ke'ilu wasn't done through me. It happened, it occurred, but I didn't do it. Because I wanted to do something else. This came by itself. That is the svar of Rab Shimon. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this gewaldic alumdus. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you did, but you did it. I mean, Lamaisa, you did this alumdus. Since it was done unintentionally, keilu, you didn't do it. He doesn't hold this alumdus. You did it. If you did it, you did it. So Lamaisa, you made the charitz, so Mamela, you're chayim. You didn't have intentions to make the charitz. You're not an honest. You knew it could happen. There's a 75-25% chance it might happen. You knew, afal pike. You don't have intentions to make it, but you made it. So you made a charitz in Shabbos, so you're mechalo Shabbos. That is the svare, could be of Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold of this lomdis that an eini mechavin, doesn't hold of the lomdis that an eini mechavin makes it ke'ilu aso acha, ke'ilu it was done by itself, not through me. One hakdome. A second hakdome, there's a moiradike nesivis, that says a gewaldike chiddush that if a person was over an isa darabonon b'shoigek, he doesn't have to do tshuva. For example, a person will drink cholav akum. He didn't know that cholav akum is osur. He didn't know this is cholav akum. So the Nesiva says he doesn't have to do tshuva. He didn't do anything wrong. If a person did an isa d'araisa, he didn't know. He has to do tshuva. If it's a chayvei krisis, he has to bring a korban. And isa derabonon, he doesn't have to do tshuva at all. So the achronim explain what is the lomdus and the nesivus, what is the difference between isa derais and an isa derabonon. So the achronim say that be'emesin, an isa derais is a chefze de isure. That means the person didn't know that chaylev is osa. He didn't know that this is chaylev. And he ate it. He ate it. He thought it's shumin and it's chaylev and he ate it. So he ate a chefze disure. He didn't know you weren't allowed to, but he still ate it. A person will eat poison and they say, you know it's poison. I didn't know. It doesn't matter. So you didn't know it's poison, but the poison will do what poison does. Your not knowing will not change what was done. Poison was eaten. So the same thing, if a person didn't know that this is chaylev, so, and he ate it, but he ate chaylev. So all the pogomim that come about from achilas chaylev happened. You didn't know, you're a shoygik. But you need a kapore. You ate chaylev, lemaise. Cholav akum, it's kosher milch. Chazal could never make from kosher milch treife milch. It's kosher milch. Now Chazal said, don't drink this milk. So when a person drinks cholav akum, what avera does he have? The aveira is not an aveira of drinking treife milch, it's kosher milch. They can't make a treif, it's a milk that came from a cow. But you're not allowed to drink the milk because Chazal said don't drink it. So the issa to drink cholav akum is I'm not to drink it because I'm not listening to what Chazal told me to do. I'm a meirid b'divrei Chazal. The Torah says, leisosu mikol ha-shayiruch. You have to listen to them. By doing fakelt on what they told me, I'm not listening to them. So the aveira of drinking cholav akum is not, I drank kosher milk, but my aveira was Chazal said, don't drink it, and I drank it. So memele, so that's tafke, if I knew that Chazal said, don't drink it, and I drank it, so I'm a moiret. So then I was even a veiret. I was moiret bedivre Chazal. Ma she'en kein, if I didn't know that it's chol levakum, or if I didn't know Chazal said you're not allowed to drink it, so I'm not a moiret, I didn't know. I'm a shaygik. And I didn't drink anything treif because it's kosher and milk. Chazal never made from a dover hamutar a dover osur. Could be they can't make from a dover mutar dover osur. And they didn't make. So therefore the Nesiva says that if a person did a nisa darabonon b'shaygik, so memele he doesn't have to do tshuva. He didn't do anything wrong. So it could be, this is the svar of Rashi, a dover she'enei miskaven, that means it was done unintentionally. Here, like I knew it could occur, but it was done unintentionally. He had no intentions of doing the second pu'ula, and no intentions of making tzilf. So memele, it could be, the svar we said, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it was done unintentionally, you're still responsible for your actions because you did it. That is davke if the pula is a pula asure. So memele, you intentionally, not intentionally, you did this pula, you did this maloche, you were metayr the nega, whatever the tzir was, so you're responsible for your actions, even though you didn't have an intent to do it. You did it, you're responsible. That is only if the etzim pula is a pula asure. But if the pula is not a pula asure, No, pshat is, you're not allowed to do fakel the way Chazal said. Chazal said that you shouldn't be mitzaref hashoshis. And I wanted to warm up the water, and it came out that through warming up the water, the hashoshis became mitzurah. So since it was done unintentionally, so it could be, perhaps this is a step further, it also doesn't go into the gedder of loisosu. It's not called I'm a moirit, since my intent is something else in Ganson. This is being done unintentionally. So when it's done unintentionally, an iser, the rabbona, that is done unintentionally, Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. Could be it's me'en, a shoygik, that the Nesiva says, I mean it's not, it's a different seal, but just like by a shoygik, there's no iser, the rabbona, since it's not a chevtze di isure. So hu adin adovo sheni miskaven is also mutter since it's not a chevtze di isur. Another hakdome, but Taisus asks a kasha on Rashi. Taisus asks a kasha on Rashi that the Gemara says that charishe kelaache yad is also according to Rabbi Yehuda afilu it's adovo sheni miskaven. So perhaps we could say noch hanekude. That be'emesin, there's two types of isurei derabonon. There's an isur derabonon, which is an extension, an elaboration of the isur d'iraisa. For example, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions such a svara. The Ramban says that the Torah said one is not permitted to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. The Chachomim said, you know, a Rishus HaRabim is not only an area that's 16 Amos wide, a Kalmelis is also Midarabon of Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal are telling us, Midarabonon, a Kalmelis, is a Rishus HaRabim Darabonon. There's a shatness of Tzemer, Rechelim, and Pishtad. You take wool from a sheep and you mix it with linen, that's a shatness deraisa. Chachomim said, Tzemer Gmalim is also shatness. So that means midarabonon, the iser is tzemer and pishton. Midarabonon, tzemer gmalim is also tzemer. So there could be when the rabbonon elaborated, and on the iser the araisa, there could be it's considered a chevtze di isura. This is a shatness the rabbonon take. Not it's nothing. What tzemer gmalim and pishtim is nothing. No. Midarabonon, this is shatness, because the rabbonon extended midarabonon tzemer includes not only tzemer rechelim, the tzemer gmalim is also tzemer. So memela, so this is a shatness the rabbonon. So memela, it could be like this: by charisha, this person made a charisha. He made a charisha. He was chayrish in Shabbos. Know what? Minatoyre, you only chayiv if you made the harisha kedaki. That means the thing that was done, the action that was done, the pula that was accomplished, there's a harisha. There's now a harisha in the kaka. Any way you look at it, a harisha was done. But the chayiv minatoyre is only if you make a harisha the way the derech is to make harisha. The Rabbanon said that you're chayiv on harisha, filly, you made it, you like it derech. So the Chazal extended the Issa Harisha, that means the Rabbanon, if you made a pula shel Harisha, you're chayiv, even though it was done shaloike derech. But here it's considered that a Harisha was done, a Maisa Aveira was done. When a Maisa Aveira was done, so then Rabbi Yehuda, even though he wasn't mechaven to do the Maisa Aveira, Adobe Shani Meskaven is also, the Maisa was done through him. Masha Enkein, by Tzir of the Rabbonon, Taisvah says, not Pshat is that nothing was done. The Melacha of Tzir of Pshat is that you have to make a tikkun. I didn't make any tikkun whatsoever. Nothing was done. Nothing was accomplished. Ashoshi is Shel Baal, so what did I do? It's hard. So what if it's hard? I didn't accomplish anything. There's no tikkun whatsoever. Here the Rabbonon said that even though there's no tikkun, Tzir of is also. So this could be, this is not an elaboration or extension of Isuri Deraisa. This is like Chol of Akum. This is a new Issa. Chazal Asur Tzirav, although there's no Tikkun Keli. There's no Meloch involved. Nothing was accomplished. So here could be, so this is a Dumyat to Chol of Akum. So here, if it's Einem Miskaven, it is Mutter. Let us see Taisvis further. Now Taisvis is another kasha. But oi, my porich mi baheres. When the Gemara asks the kasha, the Gemara asks the kasha a roundabout way. Now what? That we have a posik by baheres. Leimotzi lemifrech ela mi bereise. So the kasha starts off. There's a bereise that says we have a limud that one is permitted to make mila even though he's kaitzitz abeheres. And the bereis is in shrel. And Abaye said that this bereis is a rai to Rav Yehuda. That without the posse could be also, because Rav Yehuda also dover shayne miskaven is also. Ditmaralo. So the whole kasha was built from a bereis and a maimer of Abaye. Now we have a problem. Livrech mi masnisen, let the Gemara ask straight from our Mishnah, the Perik Beis the Meseches Bei, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer kol hakelim ein migrorim. You're not permitted to schlep a keli because it might make a charitz. Chutz min ha'agole, or a type of a wagon, mimneishi keveshes. This doesn't make a charitz, it just presses down. Alme, dovo, so we see, so what's that machen? This is a Mishneh. Here we have an often maimer of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, kol dovo shem iskaven is osa. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, dovo shem iskaven is muta. So we have an often steer. Why does the Gemara have to ask him, it's a kasha which is built in a roundabout way? Nay, the Motzel Meimer, the Nechel, the Mifrach, the Abaya, the Baye, Moralan says that you, Abaya, said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shem Iskaven is also, it's fabulous, the Sui, me, Milsid, Rabbi Yehuda, the Maslis, and Bedje. This is enough in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shem Iskaven is also, and the Moshe Rav is straight. But oi, Shehum Moiche, Kol HaSvorim, the Goris Buhani, Mila, Bechol HaTeire, Kula, Vlohochet, Sirev, the Rabbonon, Vein Shvus, Pemikdosh. Rashi is, the Gemara doesn't say what Rashi says. Rashi says the maskonos of Gemara is that the dover shenim is kaven is mutter by Issa the Rabbonon. And the Gemara it says it's only mutter because ain't shvus b'midnash. Forget it's not mutter. The dover shenim is kaven is also by midi the Rabbonon. Only because only in the midnash it's mutter. It's ain't shvus b'midnash. Al kain nire lari abaya oma afilu teime shegir letziruf. Dover Shain Miskaven Mutter Perish Minatair. So Taisis says a different shot in Abaye. Abaye said a Dover Shain Miskaven is Mutter Minatair. For Gavda Midarabonon also, ain't Shvus Bemigdosh. That shot in Abaye's Teretz. Abaye said since it's Ain Miskaven, it's on Yosem Midarabonon, and since on Yosem Midarabonon, ain't Shvus Bemigdosh. Uporich and the Gemara asks, we Omar Abaye the Dover Shain Miskaven loy Mitzah Elo Midarabonon, There's a bio that Dovashani Miskavna Zoni Yosmi the Rabbonim Vosanye. We learned the Beraise, and with the Itzderich Krot, we need a posik to be matic, Tzitzis Beheres, by Milosh, Mamin the Dovashani Miskavna Osmi the Reise. It's also in a Teure. Umishani, Hani Mili Bechola Teure Kula also. Bechola Teure Kula, all Isurei the Reise, even though he's ain't a Miskavna, it's also in a Teure. She ain't miskaven, ki miskaven. Even though he's not mechaven, it's just like, halachically, kili was mechaven. Aval hocha, obo here, perish, b'shabes, not by tziru, by Shabbos. Tersiv, beit, by Shabbos, there's a nutnai of meleches machsheves. It says that it's over, when is it called a meleche, if it's meleches machsheves. Machsheves means beinon sheyechashev lasseis a meloche shehu oisem. He should be mechashev to do the meloche. By meloche Shabbos is a special thing. You have to be mechashev to do the meloche. Hilkach tzirich dohoche have the half would be better. The Rishash makes one grace, but perhaps it would be better to say hilkach tzirich dohoche the have the dalu by meringan. Beloy miskaven, this the Rishash makes. Tziref da hoche da have beloy miskaven. This tziref which was done without kabonim. So it's feltoch in meleches machshemes, the rabbonon. So it's only a the rabbonon. Ve ein shvus b'migdosh. That means a dovo sheine miskaven b'meleches shabbos is only also mi the rabbonon, because in ein felt meleches machshemes. So therefore, and since it's only the Rabbona in Shavus B'Migdosh, B'yesh Svorm de Gassina Bu Behedye, Avolochem Melechas Machsheves Oscho Teira, V'zeh Kepere Shrim. V'ashta Oichichon, so now it came out, we just proved, that Rabbi Yehuda, Dovor She'enei Miskaven, Mutter Gabi, Mutter Midi Araise Gabi Shabbos.